State of the race. State of the race. Where are we right now? Where are we right now? New York is next Tuesday. It's funny. Trump was in my home state yesterday. I was talking to my dad. It's funny. I haven't talked to my dad in a little bit. So I said to him, who are you going with? And I said, you got to say something. He's a super liberal. And I said, who are you going with? And this just shows you guys. And I know you hear other talk show hosts. I know you hear other talk show hosts say, oh, my friend and this. And they give you insight because they maybe they do. Maybe I don't know. Sometimes it's a shtick, but they say they have a friend that tells them they're supporting Trump and yada, yada, yada. I can actually tell you how Trump resonates with individuals just by the conversation I had with my dad. And I said, you're Mr. Liberal, you're Mr. Democrats are the greatest in the world, and you listened to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, so you know what the other side is thinking, and you can debate your Republican friends. Like I said, my dad is Mr. Uber liberal. And I said, Trump versus Hillary, general election, who are you voting for? And he goes, Trump. And I go, no way. He goes, yeah, Trump. He goes, And now, here's the thing. Now, conservatives don't want to hear this. Republicans don't want to hear this. And some of the conservatives, like your Ben Shapiro's or your Mark Levin's, will give a aha. They'll do this. Aha ha. But if winning actually mattered, this isn't a aha. Listen, if winning mattered to the Republican Party and they got behind Trump and they quit all – it's too late now. It really is. It's too late now. But if they never did what they did, and I think they know this, and that's why they did what they did, because ultimately he's not giving them $500,000 for a bunch of crappy books. He's not giving Ben Shapiro hundreds of thousands of dollars for his BS website. But if these people actually, from the beginning, backed Trump, he would win because of exactly what my dad said to me when I said, really, you're going to back a Republican? And he goes, well, he was a liberal for many, many years. And I go, yeah, but he's a Republican now. And he went, yeah, but he's not a real Republican. So he said to me, he goes, he's not a Ted Cruz. He's not one of those Bible thumpers. He's not a Jesus freak. He goes, some of his ideas are wacky. But all in all, it would be good to have something different. We've tried all of these other people. We've tried all of these people. They've all been the same. Because it would be good for us to have something new. And I was like, wow. I never thought I would hear that. And that is a bigger picture. That's a bigger picture, guys. That's why the Democrats are terrified of Trump. I told you this. We have a story right now. We have a story on our site right now. And that story will be on the Rob Zicari Show site. We have the story right now. Go to our Twitter, Rob Zicari Show. Go to the website, Extreme Politics, ZeroFilter.com. Go there. We have the story now. Trump's message is the exact same message of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is popular right now. Bernie Sanders is popular right now. Millions and millions of people are voting for Bernie Sanders. Millions and millions and millions of people are enthused about Bernie Sanders. That message resonates. That's why they're terrified of Trump, because that message could resonate with those Bernie supporters. That message can resonate with those Bernie supporters against Hillary, and they don't want it. And here I am talking to my 78-year-old father, Mr. Democrat, till the end. And he's voting. This will be the first time he has voted for a Republican since Ronald Reagan. Since Ronald Reagan. That's amazing. And from that point, I mean, you want to talk about an uber liberal? Nobody's more of an uber liberal than my dad. No one is as uber liberal as my dad. And here he is talking about voting for Trump. So that just shows you. Just shows you. And it shows you when people say Trump supporters don't care about some of his ideas or some of the things that he says that are a little wacky. And I've said that. I've said that. There's something authentic. There's something authentic about him. There's absolutely nothing authentic about Ted Cruz. There's nothing authentic about Marco Rubio. There's nothing authentic about Jeb Bush. There's nothing authentic about Hillary Clinton. And the people that go after Trump so hard in the media, the pundits and so forth and so on, for being authentic and not saying the right thing here, not saying the right thing there, or saying a swear word here. Those people are themselves not real. Those people themselves are fake. The Levins and the Shapiros and every Republican pundit on CNN and on Fox, they're fake. They live their life as being a fake, a fraud. And they're not even in politics as far as vote for me. You know, I'm a congressman or I'm a senator or I'm a city council. They're pundits who have to put on this fake facade. They have to put on this fake outer BS shell. Amazing. So I just wanted to share that with you guys a little of the dad factor and just how reaching Trump is. Right now he's in New York. My dad goes, you know, he's in Rochester. I talked to my dad Saturday. He goes, he's in Rochester tomorrow. Because that's where we're from, Rochester. And my dad starts rattling off the guys that are going to see him, all my dad's crew. And my dad hangs out with, my dad's in Florida when it's cold. He's in New York when it's hot. Go figure. Old people that do that, go figure. And he's friends with, state assemblymen. It's bizarre. But my dad and his history of life in New York and people he grew up with and his business and the fact that him and his crew hang out with New York assemblymen, and it trips me out. I'm like, does that guy know what, like, who all you guys are? You know, my dad's got a friend, Vinny the Jeweler. They call him Peg Leg. He's got a wooden leg. These are the guys they hang out with like New York State assemblymen. You know, like the Carl Paladinos, that guys like him. So my dad's like, yeah, Trump's going to be in town tomorrow. The guys are going to go see him. He's going to do big in Rochester. And I was like, I hope so. he's going to do big. He's got the Paladino and he's got Gelizano backing him. Gelizano is the billionaire who owns Paychex. You all know Paychex. Half of you probably get a paycheck from Paychex, the payroll company. But the owner, Charles Gelizano, he's out there in Rochester. He actually ran for governor at one point. He lost, but he's backing Trump. So we'll see what happens in New York. I think Trump is going to – I think he's going to hit over 50%. I don't see Cruz – I don't see Cruz winning any districts. If anybody's got a shot at winning a district, it's going to be Kasich. I think Trump will get the 90-some-odd – delegates out of there, and I think you will see Cruz finish. I say low teens. Right now, I think the newest poll shows them at 17%. I think it's something like that. I think you will see Cruz in the lower teens. That's what I think. I think you will see a 15%. That's my take on it. I think the Cruz New York values. Now remember, New York values. And again, they were talking about it over the weekend. But of course, nobody was really talking about where where Cruz was going with the New York values. Everybody downplays it as just New York values, and nobody's going there. I told you Dana Bash didn't go there. And over the weekend, nobody kept going with the New York values tape that the money and the banking. No, nobody wanted to really talk about that. But I think that's something that people are going to hear. I think it resonates with them. And I think it's going to hurt him even more than it already is. But the newest Fox poll has Trump at, let's see here. Let me give it to you guys. Let me give it to you. All right. Let me give it to you. Donald Trump, da 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 da. 54%. So Trump is at 54% in New York. Kasich's at 22, and Cruz is at 15. And in Pennsylvania, you have Trump at 48. Kasich at 22 and Cruz at 20. So there in Pennsylvania and in New York, the get rid of Cruz or you get rid of Kasich, one of them, and add those numbers to that individual. Remember that game that Republicans like to play? Well, you know, if there was just a two-man race, well, in New York, Kasich and Cruz don't beat Trump. And if you took Kasich out of the mix, I would say Kasich's vote wouldn't go to Cruz. I would say Kasich's vote goes to Trump. And see, that's the thing, you know. When Trump said, listen, Kasich takes votes from me. Then you've had people argue, well, not. Listen, Cruz's vote is a legitimate anti-Trump vote. Because Cruz and Trump are very different. Cruz is very, very, very different than Trump. Kasich is the most like Trump. What is one of the big complaints conservatives have for John Kasich? And that's him being wishy-washy, him being too liberal. You know, he took money for expanding Medicare in Ohio. He basically embraced Obamacare. He recently said that he would not sign any ban on the whole transgender bathroom controversy. He wouldn't sign the legislation on the religious liberty. You're allowed to not bake a cake or take pictures for a gay wedding if it interferes with your religion. You know, Kasich is more on the liberal side on certain issues, and that's the knock that conservatives have against him. And, of course, that's the knock that conservatives have against Trump. He's not a real conservative. He's not a real conservative. He's a fake conservative. He's a fake Republican. So just those two comparisons with different issues puts them similar. So for somebody to say, oh, well, a person voting for Kasich, if Kasich wasn't there, they would go with Cruz. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Kasich is taking votes from Trump. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Kasich is taking votes from Trump. If there was no Kasich in Wisconsin, those voters would have went to Trump. If there was no Kasich in New York, Trump would be, geez, probably at 70% right now. I mean, I'll give Cruz a couple percentage points of a Kasich vote. But let's face it, if there was no Kasich, I would say 80% of his voters will go to Trump. And Pennsylvania, it's another big state. And if you add Kasich, who's at 22, and Cruz is 20 together, they don't reach Trump's 48%. And if you took Kasich's 22%, if Kasich was not in the race anymore, and you gave Kasich that 22%, you took that and gave it to Trump, Trump'd be at 68%. Almost 70% in Pennsylvania. I mean, that's big. And this just happened the 4th to the 7th. 4th to the 7th, this poll was conducted. About 1,400 people in New York and 1,600 people in Pennsylvania. Again, Kasich should be out of the race. Kasich should be out of the race. And after next week, Cruz should be out of the race. Cruz is going to be mathematically eliminated next week. Cruz is going to be mathematically eliminated next week. And then the only shot Cruz has is going to the convention. And if Trump is short after the first ballot, getting all those people to switch. Because we now have been told by pundit after pundit and insider after insider that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of delegates have already said that Trump doesn't get the nomination after the first ballot. They are leaving him. But here's the funny thing. And I know this kills the Cruz bots. Okay? I know this kills the Cruz bots. All of these people, all of these insiders that say, after the first ballot, if Trump doesn't get it, those delegates are leaving him. 100%, they're leaving him. They haven't said if they're going to Cruz. They just said they're leaving Trump. The Cruz people and the pundits that are for Cruz say, oh, well, then Cruz is going to try to pick them up. He's going to try to pick them up. He didn't say he's going to pick them up. Mm-mm. He's going to try to pick them up. And those people haven't said, oh, we're leaving Trump and we're going to Cruz. Because that's not what they're going to do. That is not what they're going to do by hook or by crook. The establishment is going to get somebody else at that convention. By hook or by crook. They are not, I repeat, they are not going to take that nomination after they pull it from Trump and give it to Cruz. No way. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. So that's the New York scenario. That's what's going on.